Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I want to smoke crack.
I'm black.
Because you're never coming back. I want to shoot speed bounce. Bang my head against the wall.
Novak's a shit show today.
No,
he's not. You know those big yellowtail wines that are like bigger than an official bottle? Well, he just polished off one of them.
Should we start the show off correctly?
I drank a Zanny Bar milkshake.
I drank an Oxycontin milkshake, so what the fuck?
Dude, you thought you'd show up at 4 o'clock. I showed up at 2 o'clock promptly.
Yeah.
You were late.
Yeah.
But you were late.
You were fine then.
Then
Mohawk got you a big bottle of stupid yellowtail.
Because I was bored.
And you polished off the whole thing.
What did you do, hang around your basement and be bored?
My basement.
You don't even have a basement.
Dude, I got that one thinking it would last him the whole night. I didn't realize he would do it in one sitting.
Yeah.
It's like, at least use a glass. He didn't take a glass once.
It was to the point.
Bottle to lips the whole day.
We played softball today because that's what Dunn does every Sunday. So Apeville, Jazz Shitbird showed up. And
I had a blast.
Brandywine Eel. Novak couldn't even catch the ball from 5 feet away.
Why would I want to? Who the
he's
fuck
he's like playing
cares?
Ball with we're your kid, down. Dude. Like a six-year-old kid.
Yep. Shut the fuck up, Mohawk. Meanwhile, my girlfriend's fucking Sidney Ponson in Hoor Island. Who the fuck cares about baseball, balls, or gloves?
Dude,
I hope they all die.
Red Mohawk is the best photo of you with a ball coming at you and you're flinching.
You're supposed to catch the ball, not flinch and duck.
Every time he sees a baseball bat, he's just like, I hate baseball. Fucking my girlfriend, man. Bullshit.
Dude, he took, half an hour to walk down the hill?
Yeah, then he fell down the hill, and there's all these kids playing basketball down the thing. And
his fucking ass is hanging out.
He just passes it. No, he passes out ass first on the ground, so his little dick is just pointing up, and he can't get
You're
up.
Just jealous.
And then he couldn't find his other shoe, and then he lost his other shoe looking for his other shoe.
Then the cops show up.
Then the cops show up.
You threw the ball into the woods, and then he was like looking for it in the woods with his ass hanging out. And then meanwhile, there's just little kids hanging out.
And poison ivy. So now I'm covering poison ivy. But the question is, will the apple my eye fuck me tonight? Yes or no? Just say yes.
You wouldn't even be able to get a hard on, probably. You got to duffel bag it in.
Are you crazy?
Dude, Novak almost got beat up by a mom because he's sitting there saying, well, what the hell's the little kid doing here anyway? And the mom
the kid shouldn't be here.
Like,
irresponsible parents.
She
turns right around.
It's a park. It's like,
he's like, I will beat you up.
What the hell's a kid doing on public property?
blah, blah.
Why is there a kid at a public park? What sense does that make?
Yeah, blah, blah. You're talking nonsense. Nonsense to my ear. Man, if you have something cool to talk about.
Yeah, how about you going to jail? All right, first of all,
I can't
talk too much about Jackass 3 because I promised I wouldn't give any bits away, but we are filming, and let me just say that Novak did a stunt involving my roll in on a toilet, and he leaned too much forward and basically free-falled 40 feet right to his fucking face.
Broke four ribs and got a concussion.
And you can't do anything at the hospital about four ribs, so he's telling the paramedics,
I'm fucking fine. You can't do anything anyway about broken ribs. You got to sit there and deal with it.
They're like, no, you're going to the hospital. We insist.
No, I'm fine.
So they insist that he goes to the hospital. They take him there. As soon as they type in his last name, they go,
Warren.
You have felony warrant out for your arrest, and you're going straight to jail as soon as you're done from this hospital. Then he says to the cop, he's like,
sucks.
Hey, officer, you mind if I go out and smoke? Don't worry, I'm not going to run away.
He's like, oh, I'm not worried about anything because you're not going anywhere.
Don't worry, I'm not going to run away.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and smoke, sir. And don't worry, I'm not going to try to run away.
All right.
I'm not worried because you're not going anywhere.
The whole time we're trying to find where he is. He's in Delaware County. He keeps telling everyone he's in Delaware.
I didn't know where the fuck I was.
Delaware. I don't even know where
I
Delaware
was in
is.
Delaware. They didn't say Delaware County.
So what did you do?
Well, apparently, a year ago.
Apparently means lie.
Now, I have to be very careful how I word this because my lawyer said so. But a year ago. I'll call Bill if I need to. But a year ago, someone gave me a prescription, and the prescription had so many Percocets on it, and I didn't write the words, I didn't write anything.
So it was a forged prescription.
Yeah, that was in my name and everything. Someone just gave it to me, like, bam, you want pills? Here you go, and they write your name on it, right?
So did you do this?
So I went to the pharmacy.
You're on film.
I'm on film. I give it to the lady, and I hear the lady on the phone talking to the police saying, yeah, he has a brown jacket on. He's walking around the store. As soon as I hear that, I hit the door. So, 9 months later, they came to Bam's house 3 times. They came to my house in Baltimore 2 times looking for me. Never found me.
Why are you putting me in these kind of positions?
I didn't put you in a position.
Do you think that I want the state troopers coming to my house looking for your pussy ass because God you need Percocets?
It's pretty much what it is.
I'm telling you what happened.
You're giving me a bad name. I have police showing up looking for you at my house because of your Percocet problem.
But do you want to know the truth or not the truth? What do you want to know?
Well, I don't know if there's any truth that comes out of your mouth.
Well, call the police.
Actually, I got to say, when the cop was coming up at the baseball game, I thought for sure it had something to do with Novak.
Wait.
Serving a warrant.
I go like this. I say, Novak. The state trooper's coming up, so hide your wine. The cop is coming from behind him, and he hides his
behind
wine
his
behind
back.
His back like this.
He's like an ostrich.
You're basically
you
just, this is
bad.
What the cop saw. You going like this. Just,
yeah.
Like, I knew where they were coming from. It was like the goddamn fucking troopers. Like,
I can't
actually,
see it,
Phil
it.
Did the same thing. Phil's like,
thank you.
Where's the cop? And then I'm like, right behind you, Dad.
It was Bullocks, man.
Oh, Phil could talk his way
Pete
out of
Pete Dario
no
would do the same thing.
Phil ran a red light once, and he made the guy so frustrated and annoyed by questioning his every word that he got away with it.
Oh, yeah. Phil's genius when it comes to that. Like, he'll say to the cop, like, well, don't you remember there's another car there? It was the same color. And then the cop will be like, no, I don't remember that. And the judge will say, you don't remember that? And then Phil says, yeah, don't you remember?
She's got a car.
And they just get all jammed up with themselves, and they go, all right, this case is thrown out.
Yeah. Like, he'll seriously frustrate you so bad that it's just like, you know what? Fine, whatever. Run red lights. Well, I don't give a shit.
I just got a ticket going 120 the other day.
Well done. In the new Audi?
In the Lambo.
The new Audi?
Man, it will yank your ass.
Can you spare one, too?
Dude, that Audi is fucking fast as shit, man.
I drove you to the airport. After I had 4 broken ribs and a concussion, I had to go to my doctor in Baltimore. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I always see you, my roommate. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, my roommate has this new A8. He's like, are you kidding
me? No, it's
me?
An R8.
R8. No, I. No,
all right, all right.
He knows what I'm talking about.
My roommate's got a new V8 by Audi.
An Audi V8.
Yeah. Can I tell the goddamn story?
Tomato juice.
Shut the fuck.
He's got that new tomato juice.
He's got that new Audi. All right.
Jesus. Shut the fuck up. So I go and I tell my doctor, who makes like $300,000 a year.
He makes $300 a year.
My roommate, he's got this new R8, and it's awesome. He's like, dude, I just wanted to buy one the other day and could not get it. It's like on back order, big time.
The R8?
So, unless you're Bam or Tony Hawk or Bucky Lasik or someone big time, you're not getting an R8 anytime soon. Anyone that wants an R8, fuck off.
But if you want a V8, just go in Bam's fridge because I do like V8, ladies and gentlemen.
And like ginger ale.
Well, you're not getting a V8 because you owe me $60.
$50? What do I owe you $40 for? I don't owe you no $30. Bam, this guy thinks I owe him $20.
You owe Bam for your glass of wine tonight at dinner, dude. You look so shocked when he asked you for money. Bam's like, you owe $10 on the check. He's like,
$10 for what?
As he finishes the glass
of
wine.
Be honest. Who paid the other day when we went out? For once in your lifetime, who paid?
Oh my god.
Big fucking
deal. I know, but it is a big deal. Who pays?
I've taken you out 100 times.
Billion
you
pay time.
For everything. A billion. He pays for one night.
You pay for
suck
everything.
My
but it's
dick.
A big deal in my eyes. Who yeah. pay, you pay for everything all the time, but who paid for one day?
You're
just
the day.
Who paid for one day?
Just to make me
don't
happy.
Don't forget your Kentucky Fried
paid?
Chicken.
Who paid for one day?
Ooh, you sucking mother.
Who paid for one day? Make me happy.
Kiss the dick.
Make me happy. Who
get
paid for
kiss
one day?
Kiss the dick.
Who
get away from me.
Who paid?
You did.
Thank you. All right, you heard.
Actually,
you heard,
last time I was at the Note, I left my credit card there, and they gave it to Bam. Like, hey, can you give this to your brother?
Oh, that's such
yeah. He's gonna give it to me. Yeah. Oh, I look at my credit card statement. It's like all this shit on there.
Loaded. It's fucking loaded.
No, I played a game of golf on your tab, and then I filled up the Hummer.
Yeah.
And then we're at John and Pete's, and you're like, I lost my credit card. Can I use yours? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll buy Bam's drinks. This shit was $400. He was like
dude,
buying beers for everybody.
This guy took the whole Jackass crowd the other night, and it was like $1,000 tab on
$1,300.
His tab.
Yeah.
13.
No, it's because I wasn't even planning on doing that, but
what happened?
Somebody came up and they were like, hey man, I really appreciate you like doing that. That's really kind of you. I'm like, all right,
what?
Yeah. And then somebody else was like, dude, you fucking took care of this bill? Like, holy shit, that's awesome. I'm like, so after like eight people already thanked me, I had to.
Yeah. So it's funny because Bam
I'm
had
just sitting there like, what the fuck is
Bam had
about?
Like
there was 40 people that were eating and drinking all day long.
Well, it's your place so, that you're obligated.
So it was
Limoncello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? What did you have?
You
had like two beers and one. Like the mushroom caps, like the appetizer, probably.
And it dude, cost you $1,000.
That was a pretty good company.
He even paid for my roommates in Baltimore's food.
Jesus. Your roommate / bail bondsman / accountant.
Yeah. So Novak was in jail the first day of filming.
And he never
and
got
then
me out.
He got out 5 days later when we were done filming. So he just had to sit behind bars thinking about how much fun we're having behind his back.
Dude, and I'm in a cell. The sergeant's like, wait, they know who you are. As soon as I walked in, they knew who I was. So they're like, we're going to put you in protective custody or a medical unit. So I'm like, put me on the medical unit side.
Yeah,
so I get
where the drugs is.
I get
that's
put
back
in,
where the drugs is.
Well, they were giving me Vicodin in there because I really was hurt.
Pump me full of Dilaudid.
I need like 12 Vicodin. I need like 12 Vicodin to feel anything. But they're giving me 2 every 8 hours. Wow.
Novak, do you know that shit? Dilaudid?
Just shut up.
You ever hear that?
Yeah, I do. No, I do.
It's they, good. They gave me that with my appendix.
It's
I was like,
good.
It I was really, like, Novak would love this shit.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking of you, man.
I would like it. So they put me in this cell with 3 guys. One black guy is losing his mind.
Ew.
Doing karate kicks against the wall. The other guy has scabies. He has red bumps
scabies.
From here. He has red bumps from here to his fucking feet. You name it. Any part of his bot is scabies. Red bumps. I'm like,
dude, that's
why?
Contagious.
No shit.
He should be locked in a room alone.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
That's
I said,
horrible.
And look, Jesus. every 8 hours, a new sergeant will come in. They're like, oh, we love you. We've already had Pat in here, Pat Margera. They're like, we've had Pat. They're like, we've had Pat in here.
Dude,
now,
he's like the man at that.
Oh, he is. They all love Pat. And this is what they said to me. They said, we're taking money bets. We have $300 on when Bam's going to come in here. They have money bets on when he's coming.
Wow. Nah. So
they're waiting for you, I swear
they're
to God.
Waiting
that
for you.
That's fucked
man.
Up.
Oh, man.
What do you got to say that? By the way, Delaware
speaking
County,
of diseases, Tammy said that she's never got a disease. Everybody gets a disease.
You want to hear something funny?
A, B, C.
I've never had one.
That's horrible.
She's never had one.
You haven't lived.
I just...
Had
you never had a minging ass cold sore?
Never, ever, ever had a cold
sore. Discharge?
You're a liar.
Discharge?
I'm not fucking lying.
Discharge. Everyone.
I have never had a cold sore. I swear to fucking God.
You're a fucking
she
liar.
She doesn't protest.
You, I've never had a fucking cold
the
sore
truth
ever.
Always smiles.
Shit, I'm a dude and I've had discharge.
Dude, how many diseases have you had?
Me?
Rabies, scabies, hep A, B, C, you name it, babe, I got it.
I got apple, worms last week and I shat angel hair pasta.
Good pound and a half of spaghetti out there. All
right. I've had cold sores, which means herpes, which means everyone has them. Have you ever had a cold sore?
Yo, pair.
How do you feel about this, Apple?
Apple. I hate Mandy, you belong on her island and I hope you die there, but now I have a new love in my life.
Got a song.
Yeah, go for it.
Good, play one.
Right. You talk. You'll introduce your new love after the song, Novak. It's something to look forward to. Did I kill your game?
Yeah.
I actually said I was drunk walking into Jitters, and I just go up to some frat boy that I don't even know, and I just go, "Hey man, check out my Minganese cold sore," and I touch it with my finger, and then I put it on his lip. And before I could even say I didn't have one, I was already punched.
He punched you for that?
I deserved it.
Yeah, true. Right, you did.
Think that. Yo man, check out my Minganese cold sore.
Whap.
Dude, I remember one night at Firewooders, you were doing that hand thing where you like rub your hand down people's faces.
Yeah.
This shit.
And then some dude was like, you went up to some random dude and did it, and he was like, "Yo, what the fuck?" And then you did it again.
Jesse.
That was awesome.
Jesse, I was in the bathroom. Jesse, I was in the bathroom.
Yo, man, what the fuck?
Next to
I think you even said, "Oh, sorry," and then you did it again.
Then dude, he turned around and got the same guy pissing at him. You got the guy earlier, and then you got him again outside of the pisser.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
He like came to confront you about it, and you were like, "Oh, you're right, man. I'm sorry. I was way out of line."
You nailed him again.
Did it again.
Yeah, you did it again.
It was rad.
What song you playing there? Bam Bam.
The Dying Song.
Spread these legs.
By him.
Bitch.
Screamworks. New album. It's fucking awesome. Radio Bam. Series 28.
Function.
Echo across the ocean remains. listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
And we're back.
Oh, wow, wow.
That was
wow.
Him dying song. Woody new woo. Album.
I try to play. I try to get Ben to play my favorite song, but it's not hooked up. I guess.
We're actually being. We're filming Jacket. We're about 50% done now, maybe 60. I called Tremaine and I'm like, "Hey, man, I have an idea." And he's like, "What?" I'm like, "Hello, I'm Bam Margera here with Mike Tyson, and today he's gonna bite my fucking ear off." Think about the street creds if I have a missing ear hanging off. Like, dude, what the fuck happened? Yeah, Mike Tyson bit it off. No, really, what happened? No, really, that's mm-hmm. what happened.
He literally called me from L.A. and was like, "Bam, I Novak, I need you to do this skit." And I'm like, "Have you lost your fucking mind?"
No, I'm gonna do it.
No, you were gonna bite your fucking ear off. You don't remember calling me?
They're looking into it.
You don't remember?
Then I called. Then I called back Tremaine, and I was like, "All right, another idea. How about I apply for a job at Applebee's and then have Tiger Woods try to fuck me?"
TGI Fridays.
Oh, dude, that'd be amazing. Oh. What are you doing? I'm applying for a job at Applebee's. Why? So Tiger Woods can try to fuck me.
I love that Stern had a fucking beauty pageant of all the mistresses. And there was like, you know, 15 of them.
Dude, like they showed photos of some of the girls. Like
they were amazing, baby.
Dude, yeah. There's like some like waitress at a truck stop with like Marlboro.
Dude, it's even worse. It's Jesse James's stripper whore.
Tell me, that girl
is a hag, dude.
Yeah.
She, like, if you looked up hag in the dictionary,
Jesse James,
the dude who's married to Sandra Bullock,
the motorcycle guy.
Yeah, yeah. They have like a text message confession of this stripper girl, and they have a photo of her, and like, dude, she is like full blown Delaware trash.
Oh, he like Delaware horse.
Yo, he already cheated on Sandra Bullock.
Dude, coffee nipples.
Like a full blown like stripper hag. Like she looks like a hag.
Did she have a tattoo on her forehead?
That was another one. And she's actually remotely better
Jesse
looking
James,
than the other one.
I don't know. You don't have nearly as much money as you, but you're a fucking idiot.
It was like Walter Matthau with blonde hair.
I'm calling Jesse James out as the biggest idiot that ever lived right now.
Kind of
for
care.
Me, Novak. Yeah,
Walter.
He makes a real nice bike, though. I'll tell you that.
Wow, I ride his bike into a brick wall. I give a fuck less. What the fuck? Who cares about his bikes? These fucking idiot-ass girls, dude. Come on.
Still nice bikes, though.
I'd ride right off the river of fucking whatever.
Of Wuss Cliff.
Yeah, you would ride right off of Wuss Cliff, dude.
Sure, show me
in
where
the Heathcliff.
Feel the eel.
I'd ride it right off Niagara Bridges.
Eel.
Niagara Bridges it goes.
Eel. What if baseballs have AIDS?
Oh, here we go. Oh, Jess, you gotta lay that line down on this one.
Get it.
Could you bring that top E in a little bit?
Rich, you gotta tune that a little bit, dude.
Yeah, tune the shit.
Who's got a tuner?
They don't need a fucking tuner.
Fucking guitars.
This place is fucking so low budget. I'm fucking pissed already.
Dude, you suck. You're a guitarist. You need a tuner.
The fucking whole radio show.
I was busted by a heroin addict.
Where's my needle?
Yeah, I should have. I should have tuned for 4. I smoked weed. Yes.
What?
God damn, we got a party in here tonight, Bam.
Yeah.
This is like.
Alright, are you doing a song? Shippers, you know what?
I'm in.
You guys have been working on new Shippers
Monday
stuff.
If you want to hear it.
Justin Shippers has a new record.
Shippers, you have a new one coming out, right?
It's going out May 8th. We're
going to
do May 8th. At the note, yo, shut the fuck up and plug.
I'm trying to tune you, fucking.
All right, well, let me plug while you tune.
All
right. Shipbirds is playing at the note. We're doing a CD release party. It's been 2 fucking years since we made a CD, so we got to put one out. All
right,
it's got all kinds of good shit on there, so come check it out. So come see the show May 8th at the note.
What's it called?
Suck My Stimulus Package. Come on, you're going to love it.
When you playing at the note?
On May 8th.
May.
On Saturday.
Nice.
Motherfucking Saturday.
Monday, took a full drink on Tuesday,
but I was balls deep by Wednesday,
and on Thursday, right, Rich, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Saturday
chilled on Sunday. Chilled on
here we
Sunday.
Go, Rich. Shippers, what song are you going to do?
Is there any way you can like pump the... like...
Yeah, fucking play it. Oh, God.
Oh, good God.
All right, just Shippers, can you sing to that?
Good Christ.
Is that in the key of you?
Yeah, it's a key of me.
Okay, good.
It's in the key of each shit.
It's in the key of me. Can you make it sound a little pretty? Yeah, a little twang on the twang.
Beautiful. You
guys are going to start.
All right, here we go. Ready?
It's in the key of FU.
Play it there, Rich.
Oh, dude, this
it's all right.
Flop.
Don't worry right, about
look.
It. There we go. There you go. Pretty.
It sounds like the Ethiopians love.
Well, I'm better on a Monday. Tuesday, Tuesday. I was balls you deep by Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We chilled on Sunday, Monday. Took a four beer on Tuesday. And I was balls deep by Wednesday. On Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We chilled on Sunday.
You gotta sing the song.
Keep going. Keep
well,
going.
I met her on a Monday. Took her for a beer on Tuesday. I was balls deep by Wednesday. A Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Cause we chill on Sunday, Monday. Took her for a beer on Tuesday. I was balls deep by Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We chilled on Sunday. Yeah. Cause we chilled on Sunday, yeah.
You have to sing the song.
Motherfucker chilled on Sunday. Met her on a Monday. Every day is all fun right. Day.
Great shippers.
With the pussy out, eating like a Sunday.
Yeah. Okay, bangles.
Cherry on top with the chocolate on the bottom said. Eat your pussy on Monday.
It goes on and on.
Remember baseballs have AIDS?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
play that. Play baseball of AIDS.
Hey, we just played baseball today.
So all right.
Just
might be pitching. Yeah. You right. Might be catching. What if baseballs had AIDS? You might be sliding.
Yeah.
You might be hiding. What if baseballs had AIDS? Reggie Jackson. No. He just said, fuck it. Now his face has AIDS.
Now here's Rich Rose.
Reggie Jackson. Fuck Michael Jackson. Now Neverland has AIDS. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah.
Fucking Christ.
Kirby Puckett. He just said fuck it. Now his wife has AIDS.
Reggie Jackson.
Hey, Bam. Do you realize this is your first show back after re-signing your contract?
Oh, yeah, Bam.
I know. We're back on air.
It's been 2 months.
Talk about it.
We've been so busy filming Jackass that, like, we never could. Oh, what's this?
Dude. Ben,
can you plug that in?
Wow. Is it if I smoke crack?
No, it's Kevin.
Fuck.
Singing
the Smellers song.
That's gold Smellers, dude.
Dude, we need smoke crack.
Right, shit. Right,
we gotta hear
anyways, that. So if no one knows, this is Bam's first show back.
He lost his house and family, so they put him away. Marty Smellers, he's a total fag. And she's a nasty hag. Sally Smeller, she's a local whore. You should see her pussy. Looks like he was in the war. Smellers, he has a set of tits. Marty really likes them. He fucks them where she sits. Smellers, he is Joey's son. I wish he'd come on over so I could have some fun.
Let it go.
Larry Moore, he's a local cop. I wish he'd come on over, cause he had like to drop. Teddy McGrath, he's a local pig. I wish he'd come on over, cause his grave I will dig.
Is that three chord Gary on guitar?
I think so, yeah.
It was.
Where was it written?
Where is it written?
In the basement.
Where is it written? Just four times because of the smell.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Jail. Where did you write it at?
Jail.
Jail.
How long did it take you to write?
Free arrest.
How long did that take you to write?
Three arrests. Three arrests.
Dude, when I went to jail, every goddamn CO knew Pat, which is Bam's uncle. Like, where's Pat at? Pat's the man. He's supposed to invite me over for a barbecue. Apparently, Pat invited the COs over to your parents' barbecue at some point in some day.
No, they actually did.
Did they come?
Okay, yeah. We should intro Pat. He's like our uncle, and he's like a really good carpenter.
He's in jailbreak.
They all knew.
He was building a deck on my house, on the back of my house. And him and his builder buddies were actually having an argument while they were building my deck over who was the coolest prison guard.
No, but
I was just sitting there
like
listening to it like, what the fuck?
I was there for 6 days, and I realized that it was like that. And the black guy talking to me was like, where's Pat at? And I'm like, I don't know. I know little Kevin and big Kevin here all the time. Like, no, Pat. And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, I know Pat. Like, yeah, Pat said he could come to one of our, I could come to one of his barbecues, meaning Bam and your Jesse's barbecues that your parents sell.
Yeah, I'd love to have all the Delaware fucking ex-cons.
And listen, I swear to God.
You
to
were
God,
in jail inviting people to Jess's barbecue?
No,
yeah, pretty
Pat
much.
Was. Pat was.
You got it, Chad.
I swear to God on my dog that people were taking bets on when Bam was going to show up. They have a $500 bet when he's going to show up in prison. I swear to God.
Did you know that you already said this?
Not on the radio.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did. I haven't been on the radio since the show.
You said it 15
said it
minutes
like,
ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you repeating ass motherfucker.
Yeah, that would have worked.
15 minutes ago, you said the exact same thing.
It's pre-recorded. We can dilute it.
We can dilute it. Give me one of them dilutants.
We can dilute it.
With doubly. We can dilute it with doubly.
Holy shit.
So,
I never said it on the radio.
Yeah, I was with Dave Grohl the other day, and he said that he goes to Rehoboth every summer.
Why?
I don't know.
Rehomo.
He does.
Gay alert.
It's the family.
Well,
black
dude,
boots and Daisy
he's from Virginia.
Yeah. And he's dating a girl from Baltimore.
Who?
A girl?
I don't know.
No. He's
probably some bitch named
Mandy.
Yeah,
she's from Baltimore.
Oh, good. Find out for me.
I probably know her.
Yeah, she's Mandy, I know her.
Remember when Becky took me to fucking Rehoboth and I was ready to kill myself?
Yeah.
I was hanging out with Delaware whore last night.
Yeah, have fun.
Yo.
What up?
You know that in Maryland, they don't have U.S. currency. They pay each other with crab cakes.
Novak bet me today. Today, he made a bet with me that 10% of 10,000 in Baltimore is only
different.
100.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Everywhere else, 10%
you said
of 10,000
yes, right?
is
1,000.
And he
1,
thinks Maryland has their own.
10% in PA
and Baltimore money,
is
only
different
100.
Than Maryland.
Give me 100 right now, dude.
You're so wrong. No.
I'll call my bail bondsman right now, you idiot. You're an idiot. Shut up. Bam.
In Maryland, it's Maryland pounds. It's like Britain.
No, it's 1% of everything.
Locked up abroad. I didn't see a single broad in that joint.
Pig crab cakes.
Yeah, I was locked up abroad. There wasn't a single broad in that joint. Bam had to pay $50,000 to get me out, dude.
No, that was the bail.
Yeah, 10% he paid $50,000, which is 10% of $50,000, which is what?
But in Maryland, it would have only been $5.
Yeah, that's why a fucking mohawk idiot here owes me $100.
Or a crab cake. Or 60 crab
Put
cakes.
It on my tab.
You owe me, buddy.
Pay me in crab cakes.
I'll take it off your tab.
Apple, why are you laughing? I made you come 3 times last night.
Earlier today, you said 5.
Yeah. Well, because I don't want to embarrass her.
Because 3 times she hated it.
What's is it better that I say 5?
3 times,
4 times,
5 times is embarrassing.
Did I made her come 4?
Oh, now it's 4.
No, it really was 4. But should I say 4 or 5?
The best thing in the world was him falling down the hill and there's a bunch of basketball people and then his like penis is like hanging back.
It's pointing north.
All right, I'm playing Mana right now.
North Star.
Track 3. She's from Finland and she actually is dating this guitar player for him, Daniel I and I. Here we go. Rated Bam 628 Faction.
Busted.
rushing just to get by. Something somewhere is better than today. I say it doesn't always have to be like that. Sometimes you lose, but you get it all back. It's just the waiting's waiting's like a shotgun to your head.
For your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
All right, that was Mana from Finland. And so about a week ago, or maybe 10 days ago, I had a party over here with a bunch of bands, and there was a lot of people here.
Soja?
And yeah, they were over.
Oh, yeah.
But there happened to be an SUV outside up in flames. And it was Chad's car. What happened?
Chad, what'd you do about that problem?
A problem? My fucking truck was set on fire after CKY played the St. Patty's Day at the Note.
Do you think someone did it?
Or I don't know what happened. It was, they say it was electrical fire.
Well, it can't, you could see it started from the dash, but
maybe somebody set a bomb to go off. Yeah.
The car was off.
Then all of a sudden it just catches fire?
It was parked for like 3 hours, and then it caught fire.
Someone's trying to murder CIG.
Sick, man. Dude, we'll everyone, never let
well, did the insurance company look take a look at it?
Yeah, talk to us.
What's you want me to talk to you about what?
No, what is the insurance going to cover?
Oh, yeah, insurance is covering.
In Jersey, at matter. The Jersey show, that chick, you were just like, did you set my truck on fire?
Oh, yeah, on stage. Dude,
everyone was funny, inside dude. Partying. People were just like, man, it smells like something's burning. Then Chad just walks in covered in black soot.
Soot.
Man, if that was black tar
heroin.
Did
some amps burn up and shit, too?
Everything burn up, man. Oh. The fucking truck was fucking fully melted. I tweeted that shit. Didn't you see it?
You sent me the photos.
Dude, the car was
hissing. Were
you
trying to save it? Yeah. Did you try to go into a burning vehicle and grab
I got a Twitter.
Some stuff I don't Twitter.
A nice GMC SUV just up in flames.
Inside. We were all in here fucking partying or whatever after the show. I parked it. Production drove it. But no, I drove it. And then I parked it here, and I came out there, and it was already out. I went to get something out of my truck. There's scary music playing. It's throwing me off. I went to get something out of my truck, and the fucking shit was already
the
burnt
fire
down.
Fire was already
a full melt.
It just melted already.
Why is it so hot and wet?
Dude, I had a lot of bands over. I had
what is Chuck
Carnival over from Australia? Fair to Midland from Oklahoma. Soldier from DC.
Breaking Benjamin dropped by.
Breaking Benjamin was here.
Yeah. Breaking Benjamin. Breaking Benjamin sent you like a cartload of energy drinks. You know that? Have you seen him yet?
Oh yeah, because you don't get enough energy drinks.
Yeah.
His whole fucking
Bam needs energy. Like, this guy will stay up for however many days just. Ellen energy.
Hey, Bam, I brought you some skateboards. Up. I thought you might need
this
some.
This is the last guy that needs energy drinks in the world.
I think you need an energy drink right now.
I'm good to go. I'm going to get hot-ass pussy tonight, right, babe? Just say yes.
You're going to be duffel-bagging it in.
He thinks I'm going to stick two popsicle sticks on the side of my dick to put in. Tell him he's a liar.
You have to get two popsicle sticks. Tape it around his dick to make it be straight.
Tell him he's a liar. Tell him they're lying. Just tell him. Just tell him they're liars. Gee, they're lying. I'll speak for
So
them.
I just got back from L.A.
Yeah, talk about
because
that.
I was doing a toy commercial. I was directing a toy commercial for Toys R Us.
Which I could have went That's on. Awesome.
But,
my but
they wanted me to do it, and I said sure, because it's 300 grand for 2 days of work.
Yeah. What toys was it?
It's if you look up online, these ping pong, like, there's these frat dudes that, like, hang out in the dorm room, and they just, they chuck a ball against a wall, it hits another wall, and then it hits, like, a table, and then it hits a chair, and then it goes into the cup. Yeah, so, like, we spent 2 days just doing all kinds of shit like
it's
that.
It's a ball
and
a cup.
That's and, and it's called Kapunk.
That's like that's like Apple's house, because she's in a sorority.
Give me my beer.
Sitting there just
There's a whole
it.
Bunch of them. Why don't you just get one?
Because I'm on the air. I like to enjoy your beer.
I'm on
man.
The air.
With you.
I'm on the air, bang.
He's on the air.
Kappa Fag
McGagma. I get in trouble with anything I say.
Hey, speaking of Kappa Fag McGagma, I was in New York walking down the street, and there's this gay guy on the corner holding up a sign that says gay rights, da 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 da. And then he goes, can I ask you a question, please? What do you think about gay rights? I go, I don't know this. And I just grab him and start French.
No way.
He didn't know what the fuck to do about it.
Say you're lying.
I swear.
Yeah, did he now?
I was with Nick Barber and DeVito.
Now look. Now this is the gay guy, and you do like that. Here, and demonstrate. It's okay. Or demonstrate. Demonstrate. What's it?
It's a French kiss.
You literally tongue to tongue.
Yeah.
And what'd he do?
He didn't know what to do.
And, but he had to do something.
What to do?
What to do? What to do?
I'll get knocked down.
What to do? What to do? The Disturbed song.
What to do? What to do? What to do? What to do?
I want to buy the Disturbed album just to read the lyrics. Wow, that's really brilliant, man.
Yeah, wow.
How long did it take you to come up with those lyrics?
And it works.
So mad,
it works.
I heard he goes,
that says a lot about people who listen to the radio.
What to do? What to do?
Okay, look out.
What?
Chad, what have we been doing? We need to just like make noises.
Don't
like,
make me laugh. Yes, you can. Wow.
Banana.
Ooga ooga doo 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 da da.
Bam.
Can you go on YouTube and play a song, please?
Bam, real quick. What did he do when you French kissed
him? You gotta get the end with the no daddy,
he did,
don't
he
do it
honestly
again.
Didn't
did
know
he push
what
you away, or what did he do?
He was just, he never thought that that would happen in a million years.
That's
like,
what I wanted to
he
know.
He just didn't know how to handle it.
Gotcha.
And like, how could he be mad at me?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like,
so you're mad at me?
You? Like, did he punch you? Did he push you away?
Nah, he just didn't.
Like, called what?
Dude, I'm not even gay, and I already Frenched Novak, Jess, my brother.
I ate your brother's ass out. Yeah. I had Jess's stinky orange hair in my mouth from gum.
Jimmy Pop. Ryan Oldie, Villa Vallo.
Not really.
And there's one more.
Yeah, there is. Wait, I'll think.
Mac Holm. No. Was it Mac Holm?
Probably.
If it wasn't, it should be.
I don't know.
It was part of the night I was wearing my robe.
No, one night we walked into a place like Ryan's Pub or whatever, and me and Novak walk in, and these frat boys, look at these fucking faggots wearing all this, like, you know, whatever. So I'm like, dude, they totally just called us fags. Let's come barreling out of the bathroom just making out hardcore. So we just come flying out of the bathroom. We fall to the ground, and we're just somersaulting on the ground making out.
If you ever saw the definition of make out, we looked like we could not wait to get home to fuck. That's how much we made out, dude. Like, we were feeling each other's cocks and everything.
I remember we took Turbo Negro to Kildare's when they were here, and Euro Boy's like, where's the bathroom? I was like, it's over here. And then some fucking homo in an Izod sweater was like, what's up, tranny? What's up, tranny?
Oh, God.
Because he had glitter on his eyes and lipstick.
You know, it was like, Trevor Negro, they got fucking, like, blush and shit.
I'll be a tranny name of fucking Christ.
It's the Caesars, and it's called Sorted Out.
There we go, yeah.
What?
Sorted Out.
Nova? Come on, Chad.
What's
the
up,
Caesars.
Tranny?
Julius Caesars.
Caesars.
It's called Sorted Out.
I got it.
And I love their salads, by the way.
Story of my life. Sorted It Out.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Story of My Life. Sorted It Out.
The first one, yeah.
What are you talking about, Novak?
Caesar salad.
The story of my life. Sorted It Out.
It's the day of my dreams. The day of my dreams. Man, I want to smoke crack.
When a naked girl
skateboards
naked. Because
I'm never coming
naked.
Back.
Yo, Chad, Google Oxycontin milkshakes.
I want to shoot speedballs, bang my head against the wall.
On the first day of Christmas.
I want to sniff glue, because I can't get over you. Start action.
Caesar.
You're playing it through the whole fucking song?
Yeah, I'm playing the whole thing.
It's on motherfucking YouTube, dude.
So what?
Do the Caesars some justice and ask for their CD. It sounds
I
like
bought
shit.
It.
Listen.
Oh,
YouTube quality is awesome.
God damn.
You bought it.
I bought it, but I left it in the car.
Oh.
Did we get it?
No, it's in another car. Oh, that sounds terrible.
YouTube sounds like
shit. Oh, there we go.
Is that good enough?
Yeah. All right, leave it going.
I wanna smoke crack, cause you're never coming back. I wanna shoot speedballs, bang my head against the wall. I wanna sniff glue. Cause I can't get over you. How am I gonna start it?
Oh, yeah. That was at Caesars from Sweden.
If you don't like that song, you should probably just kill yourself. Because I love that song and I wish I could do it. But I don't have the money to do it. If I had the money to do it, I would do it. And I'd be happy. But besides that, just kill yourself and die.
Shipburn, we're on the air.
Fucking idiot. I was over here working out some tat shit. I was like, yeah, I got to get some work done over here, a little bit on the side.
Oh, God, what are you getting now?
Oh, dude, it's going to be like...
I'm sure he's going to get done tonight,
too. All right, let's see what he has so far. He has a bird taking a shit on his right hand.
Yeah, it's nasty.
On his left hand, he has a Bush beer can.
What's this?
A Far From Fucking thing. it's a stick figure of people fucking.
Like this.
And then on your right arm, what does it say?
It's got a line that starts and stops. It says start, and then the line goes all the way down my arm, and then stops because the dude who's walking down here steps in the shit from the shit birds, and he has to stop and wipe his shoe off.
His mother must be so proud of him.
Yeah,
you have room to talk.
Yeah.
You have two homos fucking on rollerblades in a flower patch.
Yeah, you kind of opened the door for me to get the what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
You lost $100 before.
But at least I get out of jail when I'm in jail. People pay money for me to get out. Shitbird.
How about Novak? I take Novak to Four Dogs today.
Four Logs.
And there's actually a lab there. He's like, oh, Ben, look at this dog. And he leans over to pet the dog, and his asshole is pointing at two people eating right behind him, like literally one foot away. And like Mohawk had to like dive over to pull his pants up. But there was like a good 4 seconds of just a pure asshole, 1 foot away from a couple's face.
He's like hemorrhoids pointing at them.
Imagine trying to eat like soup with like a Maryland O-ring right now. The Novak is one person you just don't ever have to pants because he's always pantsing himself all over.
I have my hemorrhoids left
today. He's straight up pants down everywhere.
Do you know there's like. Those little mini like Entenmann's donuts, like, yeah, like that's what his butt looks like.
I'm not,
dude, it is wrong.
I'm mad that you're making a joke of that, but I went to the grocery store and I bought a box of Entenmann's donuts.
Hey, do you remember we were coming from New York and I was doing coke and drinking beer and smoking weed?
I don't remember anything.
And I was driving.
I don't do that.
I was
Novak does not do coke. But
probation. I got you. All right, so prohibition. So you dived into the front seat with your pants down and your butthole was right in my driving ass face.
You're doing coke,
and I dumped
the
whole beer right on your asshole and someone in it.
But I wasn't doing coke.
Dude, there's certain images in my brain that I wish I could erase, and one of them is Novak shitting out an eyeball in Tampere, Finland. I remember seeing his disgusting asshole shitting an eyeball.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Dude, the eyeball must have been so gooey and slimy that like no shit stuck to it because he shit out a pure eye. It was like a white eye.
Yeah, with like little shit crystals all over it.
And then I had to call DeVito and say, DeVito, look, man, I know I fucked you. I told you,
Lawrence.
I've told you to order me pizzas and stuff, but like DeVito, I will not be an asshole anymore. Just let me go on trips and let me get paid. I swear I will listen to any word. If you tell me to go pick up shit, I'll pick up shit. Well, I think I'm on DeVito's good
side. I just remember trying to hang with Andy McCoy, which is impossible, and I passed out putting my hotel key in the door, and I couldn't get it right, and then I just passed out in the hallway.
Remember? Wait.
I woke up in front of my hotel door.
The last night, I was so wasted that I was in devil mode, and I was chasing him around with these devil eyes going,
for hours.
I'm the devil, and you're going to die. And he's like terrified.
We're on the 14th floor, and he says he's going to smash his head through the window and dive through it. So not only is we're in a room like this, ready room, which is basically an 8x10 jail cell, and he's chased me in circles, and I smoke like a fucking chimney, so I'm over, right? I'm like, talk to Andy, dude, leave me alone. He will not stop. He chased me in circles for 2 hours. I swear to God, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Finally, somewhere along the line, maybe someone slipped on Valium or something. He finally gave up on it, But he was literally banging his head on the 14th floor window saying he was going to jump out. Now, this is your brother. You know what I mean, Jesse? Like, I'm not going to let your brother die.
For 2 hours, just,
I'm the devil and you're going to die. That's, and I'm just chasing him around saying
In my eyes, it was, I'm your devil and you're going to die. Like, what the, who, Jesse, come on, dude.
Dude, Andy McCoy just comes up to me, he's like, you're Bam's brother, you're in the band, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you play guitar, right? And I'm like, no, that's Chad. And then as soon as I can't even
say it. He loves
Chad. He's showing me all his guitars, and I have to pretend like I know about guitar. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dude, he loves Chad.
Because he thinks I'm Chad. Like,
he loves Chad.
He's like, look,
Chad,
at, the
right? Chad?
He's like, look at the pickups on this thing.
Do you remember that?
Chad? So I'm like, yeah, those are amazing.
You don't even remember that night, do you?
Yeah, I do.
All right, what night am I talking about?
The night I didn't have the heart to tell him that I played
I'm
going to
have a threesome with Ella, look at my umbrella.
That was not like Whore Island, but now she's on Whore Island with Sidney Poitier. So they give a fuck their Hawaiian ass to fucking Hawaii and eat coconuts. All I care. Dude, that hump dumb whore, she doesn't know what she's missing.
Coconuts, all right.
She's dealing with a fucking 400-pound pitcher. There's plenty of coconuts to eat, that fucking whore.
Coconuts.
Just take care of
us.
Diva. Diva, I love you.
Where
did you fuck that Hawaii?
So if you send her back to Whore Island, where does this Whore Island exist? Is that in the Caribbean or something?
Yeah, where the fuck do you
think? It's like that show Lost.
Are you serious that question?
Caribbean.
Four?
That's a good one.
Caribbean. From Baltimore. Yeah.
You know, where the crab cakes come from.
Caribbean.
Yeah. I've been to the Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Whore Island.
Whore Island.
If he asked you where Whore Island is,
say my dream.
Whore Island.
Whore Island.
What are we playing?
All right, it's time to go. All right, this is Soldier from D.C.
No,
they played at my club. It's pretty good.
Oh, and they're awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's reggae, which is a little bit different for this show, but yeah, it is. It's good. I like it. It's called Bleed Through, track 4.
Have a nice day.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Function. Fuck you.
Every time I pick up a pen, it's all you. And there beside me in my mirror, all I can see is us still. The pages turn so fast like auto pages do. Your words did bleed through. Your words did bleed through. Get back in my arms, ain't just hanging by my side. Losing hope, you has left me dry. Yeah.
never really miss it till it's half gone. And you tighten up your grip trying to hold on. Didn't really appreciate it when it's in your arms. And you can relate to every word in your song. Like, was I wrong? But I know I'm right. But in hindsight, I blame the limelight. Maybe I just needed time to get my mind right. Maybe we'll reconnect when the time's right. I'm trying to think about the causes. Was I too bossy? Exactly where the fault is. I was told to step in love with some caution. Cause love and shit is no difference in the darkness. But love is where the heart is. And you can see the blood as it's dripping through the gauzes. So I guess I fell out of love with her smile and more in love with applause.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.